Well, welcome to a riverbank. I'm walking along the bank of the River Lee in Cork. For those of you who know Cork, it's the North Channel. And I'm walking in the direction of a campaign headquarters. But this audio boo is not about the campaign. It's in response to a very interesting short piece of audio put up on the internet by Bernie Goldbach, known as Top Gold. He's a teacher of some students, and the title of the course that he's running is called Creative Multimedia. And Bernie has come up against an experience in which the students are, I'll use his word, too timid to say anything, to publish anything on social media, to give their response to a situation. And he is struggling with how to change this and wondering in what way should he change his teaching method, whether he should rearrange his course. And I just like to tell Bernie a little story and share a story with you. Some years ago, I went to work at the University of Chester in North Wales. And in Chester, I was there to help students to prepare themselves to go on a work-based placement from college. And it was a very thorough preparation for going on the work-based placement. It was 3 days. And I had to spend 3 days with a group of, I seem to remember, about 15 to 20 maximum of students. And on the first morning of the course, I was setting out the overall design of the 3 days and what it was meant to achieve and how I hoped we would work together. So I started saying, you're going to go on to have an experience in the workplace. You're going to have a job. And you're going to be doing a normal job throughout the next, we'll say 6 months. Maybe it was about 6 months. And I said part of the assessment at the end of the time is going to be that you're going to have to write a description of what happened to you at work. Description of what jobs you did, what skills you used, who you interacted with. And I said, that's level one. And that'll be the base level that you start off doing. You start off keeping notes and getting ready to describe what you're doing. Secondly, you will be expected to reflect on what you have experienced and to say what it reminds you of. Say what feelings and thoughts you have had while you've been in the workplace. In other words, you will literally have the experience, which you've described in part one, and part two is reflecting on the experience and saying what you liked, what you didn't like, and why. And that's the second part. And the third part is that you're going to connect your experience and your reflections with what's written about work-based placements and about the experience of working in that particular industry by other people. In other words, you have to connect your experience with the experience of others. So there are the three levels. And I thought this was all very straightforward. I was dealing with 19, 20-year-old students, and I had never dealt with 19 and 20-year-old students before, but I felt confident that the way I was putting it across would make it seem pretty straightforward, and they might have questions about the detail. And after all, we were going to spend 3 days helping them to do that. So But I didn't expect the students to have very much to say at this stage. I had been told not to expect students to contribute that much. But a young woman put her hand up and said, but I can't do that. There's no way I can do that. And she then went on to say, I've never thought about what I've done before. I've never done this thing you call reflection before. I've never thought about what I think and what I feel about something. And she said it as starkly and as clearly as that. And I said to myself, am I really hearing things? Can I actually believe what I'm hearing? This was so far from my expectations that I was in a mild state of shock, and I looked around the room and I saw several people nodding their head in agreement with her. And I found at that moment in time that everything, all I had planned to do at the start of the course for the next 3 days would go out the window. I got my notes and I dropped them on the floor and I said, okay, now we're going to start a different way. And I won't go on with the story enough to say, well, no, that's it. It was a complete disaster of a beginning as far as I was concerned. And I went into the staff room in the first break in a state of shock, having had to completely make up on the spot what I was going to do with them. And I went in and said, oh my God, you won't believe what happened in my class. And I started talking to one or two of the other tutors, and they said, well, welcome to our world. It was something that threw me. Now, when I heard Bernie Goldbach saying that he has students ranging from young 19, 20-year-olds to 40-year-olds who go stum, unable to speak, unable to write, unable to publish, their thoughts and their reflections and their associations on the internet, and who would be infinitely more comfortable consuming content on the internet rather than making it, I realized that I had quite a lot of thoughts in relation to this topic. One thought I have in relation to it, Bernie, is that it's a very poor reflection on the Irish education system, that students would have come out of the education system without an ability to express with confidence their own point of view. It clearly says something about the extent to which, or the type of education that they've received before they got to you. Certainly if they'd been asked perhaps to write about what somebody else has said, I'd probably find that infinitely easier to do than to write about what they also thought and felt themselves. The second thing I thought about was that, well, why wouldn't they be nervous and timid about it? Because they've never done it before. And indeed, it's a fairly healthy position to be in, to be nervous and anxious about doing something that you've never done before, especially when you're far from clear about what the consequences of doing what their tutor was asking them to do were. There's been plenty and plenty of stuff written about and spoken about how on the internet things that people write and put up and say can be held against them in the eyes of employers, in the eyes of other people. They can have the piss taken out of them by other students, etc. So I think it's a kind of there's an element of very healthy nervousness about becoming a publisher of your own content. I wonder to what extent students who go on the Creative Multimedia course are actually attracted to the course because it is creative, or on the other hand, because it's multimedia. Certainly the attraction of multimedia is an awful lot easier than the attraction of being creative. It's quite a challenge to say to somebody, do something creative. The word comes loaded with so many associations that I think it's very difficult for anybody who hasn't got used to it to start saying, here's my creative contribution. So what would I suggest? This is what I would suggest. That the course begin with, forget the media, forget the multimedia, and get people into the habit on pencil and paper of writing down a few short, less than 140 characters, response to different things in the room. Rather than give them a painting to do, give them a few words to jot down in relation to, let us say, a still life, in relation to a book, in relation to a photograph, bring in various objects, various found objects even, and ask them to write 10 or 12 words about them. And get them doing a lot of these to the point where they are fluent at doing it, or as many of them as possible are fluent. Yeah. Get them to show what they're doing to each other. Get them to share there. Get them to pass around bits of paper around the class. without their names on them, saying what it is that they, that the impression that they've had by something. Play them a bit of music and ask them to give a, you know, 10 or 20 words that they associate with the music, and 10 or 20 other songs that they think it reminds them of. And start them off not having to identify who it is. And then move them slowly on to the point where they'll sign what they're putting down and get them used to circulating their own impressions, but not up online, not up online. Then get them to start doing it as private direct messages to people on Audioboo or on Twitter. Get them used to using private channels where they won't be so terribly exposed. And the point I'm trying to make is that you move them from the familiar to the unfamiliar, from the safe to the unsafe, gradually and slowly building up their confidence as you go along. I think it is a nerve-wracking experience for somebody who's never done it before to start being, you know, being a media center. And that's basically what you're doing with them, Bernie. I think you're creating them as to be media outfits, and you know they're almost like becoming media barons in their own right, and their reputation is at stake, of course. And so at the beginning, I'm not surprised. Anyway, that's my little bit of a suggestion in relation to what you're doing. That would be my overall approach, whatever about the details of how to implement it.